On the show today, we have Vibe Credit Union's President and CEO, Alan McMorris, talking about a very unique core conversion. You don't want to miss this one, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Vibe Credit Union's very own Alan McMorris. Alan, how you doing today?
Great. Good. Sunny here in Michigan, so I'll take it.
Yeah, it looks like a beautiful day. Beautiful fall day, actually, now that we're into fall. So, wow, we made it this far. Congratulations on that, I think. Really, you guys have gone through quite a unique project with your recent core conversion and a merger, and who knows what else you guys have on the horizon at your credit union. But you guys just went through a core conversion with Correlations Keystone. But before that, you guys went through a merger with Oakland County Credit Union, and you ran two legacy cores for 20 months. And so I find that fascinating because I've never heard that before. I've been in the industry since the mid 90s, and so I'm sure this has happened, but me personally, never heard of it before. So just to start out, why did you guys run these two cores for almost 2 years? What was going on there?
Well, both credit unions were a fairly good size when we partnered and became one entity January 1st of 2019. And both credit unions had a legacy core system that we felt was fairly outdated on both sides. So one side, the legacy Vibe side, had started a search, and Oakland joined that search, and collectively we decided on a brand new system, Keystone by Correlations. And in order to actually do a conversion, not to each other's core, but to a brand new core, it took some due diligence and it took a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And so we ran the separate legacy systems. And then our May 1st deadline was had to be moved because of COVID from an on-site conversion to a remote. So we've been through a tremendous amount of change as we've gone through this process.
Gosh, oh my goodness. So did Correlation come in and do two conversions or just one conversion after you guys partnered up?
Yeah, great question, and they did both.
Oh, they did.
So on our conversion weekend, they converted both legacy core systems to one new system.
Wow.
System Correlation. I think we were one of the first to actually have a dual core conversion done remotely.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I think you guys are pioneers in that area for sure. So was this the plan all along? It was like when you first started looking for a new core and then you guys decided to go with Correlations Keystone, was this the plan to convert twice and then go into one, obviously, and then the whole COVID curveball? So was that the original?
Well, one of the things that we did in our research and our search for a new system is we partnered with Next Steps, and they helped guide us through the whole core selection process. It would have been easier if one credit union had converted to the other credit union's core. That truly would have been easier. But we had a group of employees at all different levels from both legacy credit unions that did the search. Next Up helped us out, and our staff voted 87% to convert to Correlations. Wow. And that took us to a whole new level because at that point, we made a commitment that we were going to do a dual core conversion. I've never been through it. I've been a CEO for over 30 years. It's my fourth computer conversion.
Oh, wow.
And I've never had one this complicated, but it also ended up being one of the most successful conversions I've ever been.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Even with, because I was going to ask you how the virus is, everything's done remotely now, obviously, and the conversions, all these conversions are done remotely now. Even putting that little curveball in there and doing a dual, holy smokes. So how did that go? I mean, obviously, you don't have to get into the weeds or any great details, but how did it go with this? Because this is something, that, again, you guys are a pioneer in this area. Congratulations. Yeah. So how did it go?
Well, the first thing you want to do is pick a great partner. And I have to tell you that I've never sensed a relationship with our core computer company quite like Correlations. We believe that this is a partnership. And that's exactly what we were doing with Vibe in Oakland County, creating a partnership for long-lasting results for our members. And so we got on board. Next Steps was a third party that certainly helped in the project management. And then internally, we have some extraordinary staff and talent, and everybody worked hard. And this was a project that was almost 30 months in the making when it was all done. And so between data cleanup to testing and all of that, people just worked extraordinarily hard. And I have to tell you, I think Correlations truly feels it's one of the most successful computer conversions they've ever had.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. Pretty unique, for sure. So what were some of the, I'm sure there were a couple of challenges. Obviously, the whole remote, the remoteness of it was a challenge or a hurdle to get over. So how did you overcome some of these hurdles that you guys had to go through? Because again, this is something truly unique and you guys pulled it off and it sounds like it's going really well now.
Yeah, a great question. We started out by having a unique situation with two credit unions partnering, and while it legally is a merger, we are of equal size and equal board representation. So every one of our processes were jointly reviewed, determined how to move forward. And that certainly was the case with our core computer selection. And that actually helped us have a better computer conversion because we were working as a team trying to figure out the best for the credit union as a starting point. Then you get hit with COVID. And I will tell you that I was nervous to be the first one to do a remote conversion. Postpone it. Our friends at Correlations were certainly understanding. It allowed us about 3 or 4 more months to continue our validations and all of that kind of thing. So I think it gave us a little more time. And then we just got comfortable with the idea of remote, and they proved they didn't have to be on site. Right. At our own trainers, there was actually a help desk area established. So calls right after conversion went to one central area. Answers were given right away. Correlations were part of that resolution team. So we just found ways to work around our new status quo. But getting people trained and doing it remotely, I would say, was probably one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, and just doing a core conversion remotely is a huge story in itself, but you guys took it to a whole new level. Congratulations on that.
Yeah.
So
thank you. We're proud of it, by the way.
I bet. Yeah.
We're very proud of this. So.
Yeah. It sounds like an industry first. So you definitely were trailblazers in this area. So how has life been since the conversion? And I mean, and did the members even know? I mean, was this all pretty seamless to them? And if what kind of feedback have you received from them and staff as well too?
Well, it did affect them because we not only did a dual core conversion, but we also converted one credit union to the other credit union's home banking platform.
Ah.
So half the members had to sign on and download mobile apps and all that. We did a really good job, I think, of communication, sending out written text messages, emails. So we really, I think, implemented well, and I think it just all came together. And I can tell you, I've had 2 phone calls from members. Now we have 67,000 members, and for me to only have 2 phone calls, I would say that's pretty remarkable. Yeah. One of the measures that I was looking for is the call volume in the call center. And by the middle of the 3rd week, we're back to normal in our call center.
That's pretty good.
From over 100% increase to normal levels basically back to normal in about 12 business days.
Gosh.
It's just remarkable.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, you guys definitely, you know, both sides of the team there, they, you know, you all did your homework basically. So, and yeah. that, and it proves it once you get to that level and the results. So, and so when did all this take place? Is this, how recent was this?
Well, we did it at the end of August.
Okay.
We did close for one business day, and then Saturday. So we were closed Saturday and Monday, and that was good that we did that because we tested the systems all coming back online. I have to tell you that our vendor relationships went very, very well.
Oh, great.
There were 70 interfaces with different businesses that I was business with, and they all came online relatively smoothly. We were very, very proud of that aspect too.
And let's talk about your staff as well. I mean, what's staff feedback been like? Because life has probably changed for them a little bit.
Well, I'm one of these CEOs that likes to go out and talk to the employees and, you know, shake the hands of the members. I guess I might be considered old school. So starting the second day, I was out in the offices and asking the staff, how do you like the new system? And I'm telling you, it was like universal. They were so happy with the new system and they loved it. I heard we love the new system more than once. So I think the folks that vetted it out, voted to go with Correlations, really hit the mark. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's the tool that the employees have to use to serve the members. And so having that kind of acceptance at that early stage, I felt was a real tribute to the system.
Yeah. And conversion, setting this amazing story of this conversion aside for a second, how do you see life moving forward for your credit union now? Cause obviously from what I understand, the correlation, the Keystone's core is open legacy. It's an open system. So you can kind of plug and play various third party stuff like that pretty easily. So how do you see that helping you guys moving forward into whatever our new normal is going to be?
Well, unlike the other three computer conversions that I was part of in my history and tenure, this one was done with the idea that we're going to maintain a very strong, close relationship with our computer vendor. The open architecture of Keystone was one of the main things that attracted us to it because the sophistication and needs of our members are evolving daily.
Oh, yeah.
And our ability to keep up with them and to serve them is going to require us, Vibe, in the future, staying extraordinarily connected to Keystone and our partners and to grow the system far beyond what we just converted, but continue to utilize it and maximize its potential. So unlike the past, I think this is just the beginning for us, not the end of a process.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm still blown away by this. Again, I've never heard anything like this before. So this is really, I mean, it's a technological feat, you know, to like put it subtly. So, and you guys are right there on the front lines doing it. Again, you definitely did your homework to make this happen, to make this work the way it worked. So kudos.
And I think we partnered with really good resources. Next Steps certainly helped us with project management. My internal staff, very, very strong. And then you take Correlations and Keystone, and the three just came together not so nicely, and we just worked really hard, and the results were really good.
Yeah, it's definitely paying off for you now, I'm sure. And you're going into the fall and the winter, going into 2021, all set up nice and ready to hit the ground running for sure.
Yeah, we're already talking about our first system utilization process, so we're keep on this and make sure that we're getting everything we can get out of this state-of-the-art computer system.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, maximize it for sure. Well, great stuff here, Alan. I mean, I'm just, blown away by this story. I just appreciate you taking time out to chat with us for a little bit about it and breaking new ground here, trailblazer. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate your interest.
Oh my gosh, anytime, anytime. And good luck. Maybe we'll chat again down the road, see how you guys are doing, maybe 6 months or so, and see how you guys are doing and get some more results from this technological conversion here. Really cool stuff.
Very good. I'm open anytime.
All right. Sounds great, Alan. Well done. All right, everybody. Alan McMorris, Vibe Credit Union's President CEO. Well done, sir. Keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.